I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
From the WBEN newsroom, I'm Brendan Keeney, and here's what's happening. State health officials are allowing some visitation to nursing homes. Health Commissioner Howard Zucker says visits can take place at nursing homes with no cases of COVID-19 for at least 28 days. Residents in these facilities will be allowed 2 visitors at a time, and the visitors must undergo temperature checks, wear face coverings, and socially distance during the visit. Erie County District Attorney John Flynn announced yesterday the arrest and arraignment of 22-year-old Joshua Wilson in connection to the murder of 71-year-old Diane Wolf inside her Tonawanda home in May.
Right now, he's only charged with murder in the second degree.
It's alleged that on May 4th, Wilson killed Wolf inside her Yorkshire Avenue home by beating her to death with a gardening tool. And you can read more online. Seneca Niagara Resort and Casino is reporting that an employee has tested positive for COVID-19. The employee last worked on July 4th. I'm Brendan Keeney, News Radio 930, WBEN and WBEN.com. Follow us on Twitter at News Radio 930.
Don't touch that dial. We're taking over the airwaves with Mr. Fitness Radio.
It's time to get motivated. It's time to get inspired. It's time to rediscover your life. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the Western New York legend, the senior fitness guru, the one, the only, Mr. Fitness.
Today we're going to talk about something really very, very important. And it's something that is more lethal than the COVID-19 virus. We're going to talk about...
Message for Mr. Fitness.
What are you talking about more lethal than COVID-19? Are you crazy?
Crazy? No. I am going to present the proven facts about something that kills 5.2 million people every year. Coming up on Senior Radio Buffalo.
The WBEN First Alert Forecast calls for mostly cloudy skies and humid with a couple of showers and heavy thunderstorm, breezy this afternoon with a high of 79. For tonight, partly cloudy and humid with a couple of showers and heavy thunderstorm, low of 65. For tomorrow, partly sunny and humid with a shower, thunderstorm, and spots late in the afternoon, high of 81. And for Monday, times of clouds and sun with a couple of showers, humid, but a thunderstorm across the southern tier, high of 77. With the WBEN First Alert Forecast, I'm meteorologist Max Gorilla.
Thanks, Max. 79 degrees in Buffalo.
The following is paid programming.
Remember when you couldn't wait to be a senior? You ruled the school. Well, now you're a senior again, and this time it's just as good, if not better. Welcome to Senior Radio Buffalo, the local radio show dedicated to informing and educating baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. We'll talk about health and wellness, living options, navigating through legal and financial issues, as well as leisure and local activities here in Western New York. Brought to you by Danisco Strategic Group. And now, here's your host, Linda Pellegrino.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Linda Pellegrino back with you here on Senior Radio Buffalo. We love you, and we know you're loving us, too, because we can give you some great information. And that's what it's all about, especially now as COVID is starting to be seen a little bit in the rearview mirror for New York State. But now I think we understand the enemy. And we're starting to move forward now. And of course, what has really taken a hit perhaps are your finances. If you're dealing with the market and if you're dealing with 401ks, very, very scary times for those who are pretty much on the cusp of retirement. So who better to talk to than Steve Elwell, who is a partner and chief investment officer of Level Financial Advisors. Hello, Steve. Welcome back.
Thank you very much. Good to be back.
Oh, listen, why is it important to work with an advisor who specializes in retirement planning and investing?
Well, it's extremely important because, as we've seen just this year alone, you don't know what hand you're going to get dealt when you retire.
Mm-hmm.
You can't control what's going to happen in the markets, if there's going to be a global pandemic, if there are going to be major tax law changes. You can't control any of that as it compares to the time that you retire. And so what you need is sort of a guide or a shepherd who can say, here's what the landscape looks like, and if it shifts, here's how we can deal with it to make sure that you don't run out of money, to make sure that you can minimize your taxes, to make sure you're doing all the right things as we look at very complex topics like investing and cash flow and tax planning and Social Security and Medicare and all these moving pieces. So you really want to make sure you're working with someone who has an understanding of how all those pieces work together and how to deal with them if an unexpected event pops up, like coronavirus or something else.
Mm-hmm. Now, that's an interesting point, too, because, Steve, I think a lot of people have watched their savings change. You know, I mean, just change. And that may be making them maybe rethink retirement, thinking, oh, wow, you know, I mean, now that I'm calling in, my nest egg has changed a little bit. Can you help people with that?
Yeah, that's something not only can we help people, but we have been helping people with since the firm's been working specifically with people about to retire or recently retired. But even this year, I mean, I can recall several conversations off the top of my head where people ask just that. The value of my savings has dropped by 10, 15, 20% in a matter of weeks.
Right.
There's all this uncertainty. Am I still going to be okay? Can I afford to keep doing what I want to do in retirement? Do I have to go back to work or delay my retirement? And having someone who is an expert in retirement planning and investing and taxation who can bring all that together and say, you know, yes, yeah, okay, we took another look and the plan still works. It can be such a huge weight off of someone's shoulders. I can hear it in their voice.
Oh, I bet.
When we talk to our clients.
Yeah. And I'm sure you have been speaking to your clients a lot during COVID and now as we're hopefully at the other end of it.
That's definitely true. More so than ever. I mean, there's just so much going on when you look at the stimulus package that Congress passed and what's going on in the investment markets. They went down a lot. They came back up a lot. They're still volatile every day.
Right.
And then we have an election, and that may change things like tax rates. And there's just so much going on that it's more so than ever. We've been writing nonstop. We've been recording videos. We've been calling clients, emailing clients, having meetings via video conferencing tools. It's really been a pretty intense year.
Steve, tell me, what can be one of the biggest mistakes someone can make?
Yeah, so when you approach retirement or when you've recently retired, let's keep in mind a couple of things. You probably have the most money in savings that you've ever had.
Mm-hmm.
Because you've been spending your whole life working, diligently saving like you're supposed to, investing through your 401k, and you get to retirement, and the pot is probably pretty close to as big as it's ever been. And now you have this mental shift of working and saving to not working and spending from those savings.
Mm-hmm.
So you naturally, you'd be abnormal if you did not feel this way. You naturally become more sensitive to fluctuations in the change of the value of those savings. And then you throw something like coronavirus on top of it, and you have the markets in free fall, and your plan feels like it's somewhat falling apart. And a lot of people during moments like that, it's not just coronavirus, it's happened in times like 2008 when we had that big crash, where people can panic. and they can make a really big investment mistake that may cost them a lot of money in the long run. If they don't have a plan for how they're going to deal with the inevitable bumps that come in the stock market, and this was a big one, that's why the key is if you have an advisor who can understand what the game plan is and how we're going to deal with a crash if it just so happens to take place at the same time that you retire, that can give you comfort to help avoid that big investment mistake. And that's exactly the type of plans that we like to build for our clients.
Well, you know, Steve, it's interesting you would mention 2008 because most investors today were involved in that crash of 2008. So that's me as well. And I remember just thinking, oh, you know, we lost such a chunk of our 401k. And now, again, with the stock market being so volatile, you're right. It's a very scary time now that you're closer, you know, to the end of the savings part.
That's totally true. And we actually saw a report come out from one of the major financial firms that said something to the effect of up to one out of three retirees had sold some of their stock holdings during the stock market decline. And that's a very concerning report to hear as someone who works a lot, almost exclusively, with retirees. That, to me, that says one third of the people potentially did not have a game plan for how to deal with a downturn like this, even though it's unique and every downturn is unique. But that's where having the plan really comes into play, and having a trusted retirement advisor comes into play, where you can make decisions together about what the facts are, and what the plan is, and what the projections are. And having that perspective is extremely helpful when you're that nervous.
I want to stop you right there and let everybody know who we're speaking to this morning. Stephen Elwell, CFP Partner and Chief Investment Officer at Level Financial Advisors. If you would like to go ahead and give Steve a call, 634-6113, 634-6113. Website is levelfa.com. That's levelfa.com. Steve, I also want to pitch out to the women who are listening. We have more widows than we do widowers. And I know for a percentage of the women who are listening, they may not understand what their financial picture is because maybe that's what their husband did before he passed. That's also a very scary time. And I want women to know that they can feel very comfortable going into Level Financial Advisors. And like you say, getting that great help that will let them know where they stand. And in some cases, certainly let them know that they're fine and they're on their feet.
Yeah, that's totally true. So we actually have a fair amount of widows. We have a fair amount of widowers as well. And we see it on both sides where, you know, one spouse deals with the money and the other spouse not so much. And then if something unfortunately happens to the one who deals with the money, that all of a sudden now it's kind of a relearning process for the surviving spouse, the widow or the widower, to determine how is it that all this worked when it comes to my financial accounts and my Social Security and paying my bills and understanding all the moving pieces. And so our job is to not just be sort of the advisor, but also the educator and guide to sort of say, here's how we get up to speed on everything.
Right.
Here's how we understand all the moving pieces.
And, you know, and I urge all our lovely couples out there who have been saving together all their lives, it's not enough to have your spouse say, don't worry, honey, I've taken care of you. Everything's going to be fine. Ladies, you need to know. You need to sit down with your husband, with Steve Elwell, and understand what that picture is. Because too often, women have found that, no, they really weren't taken care of. Their husband may have thought they were, but as you say, Steve, with today's, the way everything is in flux, that's not always the truth, and you don't want to get devastating news.
That's exactly right, yeah. You really don't want to be left hanging. You want to have a game plan, because that's the reality is none of us get to choose when we go.
No.
So we have to figure out what are we going to do if something happens to my spouse first or something happens to me first. And that's extremely important and comforting to know what the game plan is going to be no matter what happens.
And you're right. I mean, we had a big the market was really very volatile, you know, in COVID-19. But who's to say what's around the corner? So what you need to do, certainly everyone, is get in touch with Steve Elwell. Now, he can still deal with you, is even though the office may be closed, you're doing webinars and things like that. Go on in, at least call and set up that appointment with Level Financial Advisors. You could definitely, definitely learn a lot about where you stand financially, and you can do yourself a lot of good. Steve, I'm going to give everybody your office phone number again, 716-634-6113. That's 634-6113. Or please log on to Level Financial Advisors through their website, levelfa.com. That's all you got to do, and you're headed in the right direction. Worry no more about money, especially when Level Financial Advisors is in your corner. Thanks so much, Steve Elwell. You have a great day.
Thanks, you too.
Andrews Estate Service will empty out your house for you. You got a house full of stuff, don't know where to start. We take care of it all, from junk to fine art. Whatever you got, we know what to do, we'll take it away and empty out your house for you. Andrews Estate Service will empty out your house for you.
Start small and give us a call at 873-7440. That's 873-7440.
We know what to sell to get you some cash. We know what to save. We know what to trash. Whatever you got, we know what to do. We'll take it away and empty out your house for you. Andrews Estate Service will empty out your house for you.
Have you been funneled into a one-size-fits-all Medicare Advantage plan? Then you may not be getting everything you're looking for. Don't miss out on all the benefits and personal attention only Independent Health gives you. Before you make a decision, speak with an experienced red shirt today. We'll help you find the right plan for you. To learn more, visit www.independenthealth.com/AEP.
Senior Radio has become a valued resource to baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. Each week, they talk with local experts, bringing vital information on health and wellness, living opportunities, legal and financial matters, along with leisure and local activities. If you would like to join Linda Pellegrino on the show, contact them on their website at seniorradiobuffalo.com to participate in this very relevant community resource. Tune in to Senior Radio Buffalo, Saturday mornings at 11, and now the Sunday morning edition on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, host of Senior Radio Buffalo. Due to the pandemic, our Treasures of Europe tour has been moved to next October 2021. What if I told you could travel the world without the hassle of planning, navigating, or organizing your trip? Collect guided tours and Senior Radio makes that happen. This is a European trip of a lifetime, starting in London, taking in the incredible sights from Buckingham Palace to Big Ben. Take the Eurostar high-speed train to Paris, the City of Lights, and enjoy dinner at the Eiffel Tower. Continue on the train to Luzern, one of Switzerland's most beautiful cities. Then on to Venice, discover the floating city with iconic landmarks and centuries-old canals dotted with gondolas. Tour Florence, the cradle of the Renaissance, and make a special visit to the Academy Gallery to see the famous David, Michelangelo's masterpiece. Finally, in Rome, bask in cultural treasures, including a visit to the historic Colosseum and more. Call 877-262-4489 to reserve your spot on this once-in-a-lifetime experience, traveling October 2021.
If your heart and have a good year.
Good morning, good morning. Linda Pellegrino here with you once again for Senior Radio Buffalo. Always a pleasure to be hosting this show with so many wonderful people to talk to who really have you and keeping your best interests in mind. That certainly is the point when we speak to the fellas who are in the Stamm Law Firm. Usually we have Greg, Brad, and Brian, a father and two sons. This morning we have Brad, Brian, and Alisa Rossler, who is one of their associates. Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good morning, Linda. We're great. How are you?
I'm doing great. And I want to remind everybody that your law firm has been helping families in Western New York for five decades. You have handled estate planning, Medicaid, asset protection, personal injuries from car accidents or slips and falls. You have counseled businesses and helped business planning for the next generation. And I know your motto always has been, let our family help your family. So when people come and sit down with you folks, I think right away they feel very comfortable and they can talk to you about anything. And that really brings up the fact that now that you're seeing clients again, clients are coming in now after COVID-19. What are their interests at this point, everybody?
Hey, Linda. So, you know, there's a variety of interests, just like a variety of the work that we do. Certainly, many people have taken this time to reflect and think about planning for their future or their kids' futures, meaning getting their estate planning documents done, the will, the health care proxy, the power of attorney, because they've had some time at home, maybe they haven't been working. And, you know, honestly, people are a little nervous during this time. And you know what? If I don't have my stuff in place now, when will I have it in place? So it's been a good time for those types of people, certainly meeting with us and our clients coming in and talking with us.
Yeah, and you know, some of the conversations sort of develop into even other things like trusts. You know, some people, they feel that they want to protect and preserve their assets. One of the things you read off as some of the things we do, Linda, protecting and preserving assets is always on everybody's minds. And especially at a time when things are so kind of tumultuous out in society, and who knows? I mean, you know, this coronavirus pretty strong, and it's making a lot of people a little uneasy. And so they want to come in, and they want to make sure at least this part of their life is put in place.
You know, we have talked about the basic three, the power of attorney, your will, and your health care proxy. Those are the basic, the Stamm basic three. And we were saying earlier that if you have a power of attorney and it's about 10 years old or older, you should have that double checked because a lot of things have changed since then.
Yes, Linda, that's correct. Since 2010, the powers of attorney have changed quite drastically, and the requirements for executing them have also changed as well. So if you have a power of attorney that's older than that, it's a good time to have those reevaluated.
Let's look at something that happened because of COVID, and you saw it firsthand, about individuals who left a nursing home because they had COVID to go to the hospital only to be sent back to the nursing home. You've had a lot of issues like that to deal with.
Yeah, sadly, that's true. We've had many families call us and want to talk to us about what's happened to loved ones that they can't visit and be with and spend time with. Being sent back to the nursing homes by the governor's mandate put people at risk. And some of those people, unfortunately, have passed away. And now on our estate administration side, because we handle estates after death, we're now starting to not only deal with the administration of that estate, but now the family's saying to us, well, what can we do about why my mom went back into the nursing home and had coronavirus? Or how many cases were in that nursing home and then she finally got it and now she's passed away? Those are very serious questions, and it takes some time and it takes to gather facts, and we're starting to do that now, and we're happy to do it for any listeners out there that think something went wrong. It also applies to hospitals, but definitely applies to some nursing homes. Now, the governor has put out a blanket kind of immunity for nursing homes during this pandemic. We're not sure how strong that is or exactly how that's going to work. That's all kind of, it's in progress right now. But we're happy to talk to people about any concerns they have.
Yeah, you know, you can almost see where the government's going to indemnify themselves, you know what I mean, so that you can't come back to them when it was really their decision. So, yeah, you're going to have quite a bit on your plate trying to work with that. But the bottom line is you are on top of it, and that's important for potential clients to understand.
Yeah, it is, Linda, and it's part of what we call our investigative process. You know, whenever we deal with clients that may have been injured, or as a result of, let's say, a car accident or a slip and fall, as you say, or even the result of a medical error, it requires investigation. Like my brother was just saying, we have to gather facts. Then we have to figure out, you know, what's going to apply in terms of whether it be this, you know, the governor's guideline or regulation that he put in place. Is that going to apply in this situation or doesn't it apply? And through that investigative process, we can help people determine, do you have a case? If you have a case, what are we going to do about it? Or unfortunately, if you don't have a case, but here's why. And the nice thing is, for anyone that has any questions, at least we can get answers to your questions, whether it's the one you want to hear or the one you don't want to hear, at least you'll have an answer, and you won't always be sitting out there going, you know what, I should have called someone. I should have talked to a lawyer. Why didn't I do that?
Absolutely. And, of course, the lawyers you can speak to are the ones with the Stamm Law Firm. We're speaking with Brad and Brian Stamm and also Elisa Rossler, who is one of their associates. And I understand, Elisa, right now Medicaid is also really becoming a very vital for a lot of people, and you can handle that.
Yes, Medicaid is becoming a large portion of the practice here, and a lot of families have been calling saying their parents or their loved ones are entering a nursing home, and what can we do to protect some of their assets from the nursing home receiving everything. So we'd be happy to sit down with those clients as well and go over what mom and dad have and what the best approach is for their family.
Absolutely. And again, once again, we mentioned the basic three, which includes a will. Well, I got to tell you, everybody, since people have been home, and in some cases with their families, other cases without their families, there may be some changes in that will that they have thought long and hard about and shouldn't be afraid to come to you and make those changes, even if you didn't do their original will.
Yeah, we are able to go over those documents, and I'll tell you right now, Linda, a lot of people are making changes. Mm-hmm. And it's not just for the sake of making changes. They might be older documents, you know, back when their kids were very little, and now the kids are, you know, in their 30s. And so changes do need to be made. And maybe they want to, obviously, they're different parts of their life have changed. Maybe they now own a couple of homes. And if they own a home out of state, that's even more critical because that really should be in a New York trust. You're going to have probate issues and dealing with the surrogate's court in these other states, and it's not fun, and it's not cheap, I can tell you that. So, yeah, there's changes that definitely need to be made. I mean, we're always advocating that people come see us. You know, our consultation is free. And so, if nothing else, they're going to sit down and they're going to learn, and we can talk things through, and whatever needs to be done, we do.
And you're going to feel so much better after this is all done, knowing that your will and the things that you want in place are there, and they're there long after you're here. And that includes your health care proxy, making the decisions so that things will be taken care of after you've passed. And it just brings so much comfort to people to know that the wealth or the assets that they have worked so hard for in their life will continue to move in the direction that they wanted, and you still have control. And I think that's a really important thing. But people do love coming to you, and now they can again as we're starting to get into phase four. So let me leave everybody with the Stamm Law Firm's information. Stammlaw.com, if you'd like to go to their internet site. Two offices in Williamsville and Clarence. And you can give them a call at 631-5767 and speak with Greg, Brian, Brad, and so many of their wonderful associates ready to help you. Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
Thank you, Linda.
Estate Service will empty out your house for you. You got a house full of stuff, don't know where to start. we take care of it all. From junk to fine art, whatever you got, we know what to do. We'll take it away and empty out your house for you. Andrew's Estate Service, we'll empty out your house for you.
Start small and give us a call at 873-7440. That's 873-7440.
We know what to sell to get you some cash. We know what to save. We know what to trash. Whatever you got, we know what to do. We'll take it away and empty out your house for you. Andrew's Estate Service, we'll empty out your house for you.
Senior Radio has become a valued resource to baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. Each week, they talk with local experts, bringing vital information on health and wellness, living opportunities, legal and financial matters, along with leisure and local activities. If you would like to join Linda Pellegrino on the show, contact them on their website at seniorradiobuffalo.com to participate in this very relevant community resource. Tune in to Senior Radio Buffalo, Saturday mornings at 11, and now the Sunday morning edition on News Radio 930 WBEN.
From the WBEN newsroom, I'm Brendan Keeney, and here's what's happening. State health officials are allowing some visitation to nursing homes. Health Commissioner Howard Zucker says visits can take place at nursing homes with no cases of COVID-19 for at least 28 days. Residents in these facilities will be allowed two visitors at a time, and the visitors must undergo temperature checks, wear face coverings, and socially distance during the visit. Erie County District Attorney John Flynn announced yesterday the arrest and arraignment of 22-year-old Joshua Wilson in connection to the murder of 71-year-old Diane Wolf inside her Tonawanda home in May.
Right now, he's only charged with murder in the second degree.
It's alleged that on May 4th, Wilson killed Wolf inside her Yorkshire Avenue home by beating her to death with a gardening tool, and you can read more online. Seneca Niagara Resort and Casino is reporting that an employee has tested positive for COVID-19. The employee last worked on July 4th. I'm Brendan Keeney, News Radio 930, WBEN and WBEN.com. Follow us on Twitter at News Radio 930.
And now it's time for Words of Wisdom. And here's your host, Mr. Couch Potato. Mr. Couch Potato, are you sleeping?
No, I'm just resting in case I get tired later.
Mr. Couch Potato, please share your words of wisdom.
Okay. Whenever you feel the urge to exercise, just take a nap until it goes away.
Mr. Couch Potato might seem humorous, but he is in the process of significantly shortening his own life. And now I'm going to talk about something more lethal than COVID-19. The world's most respected and leading medical journal, The Lancet, estimates that the annual number of people who will die from inactivity is now 5.3 million. Inactivity in itself is not a disease, but the multitude of chronic diseases caused by inactivity is enormous. What we have learned from the COVID-19 pandemic is that people with underlying health conditions, such as diabetes, heart disease, and obesity, have been found to be major factors in whether a patient will require hospitalization. I'd like to encourage everyone to pick up the current copy of After 50 magazine, where you will find all the details on the dangers of inactivity. Prior to the current pandemic, in September 2019, Erie County Executive Mark Poloncarz announced the Live Well Erie Initiative. And now, more than ever, I'm calling on the senior community of Erie County to help make our county the healthiest county in the nation. So, on behalf of Live Well Erie, After 50 Magazine, and Senior Radio Buffalo, stay safe and stay fit.
Love will never do what you want it to.
Everybody, welcome. welcome back to Senior Radio Buffalo. Linda Pellegrino with you for this hour. And again, always with more helpful information. Now, you could be in a totally different situation today than you were a week ago. Maybe now you've come out of the hospital. Maybe you've had a minor procedure. Maybe you need a little bit of help at home. Well, let me tell you, we've got a great, great company who does this like no other. Got to be talking about Touching Hearts at Home. Now, I'm going to give you their phone number. It's 898-8566, touchingheartsathome.com. They are the premier non-medical in-home services organization, and as I said, unlike any other. Suzanne DeFossis-Gilliam is the owner of Touching Hearts at Home, and she makes sure they are a step above everyone else, and all of their clients agree, especially during COVID, when all of their caregivers continued to come and no one got sick, that it was just a blessing to have them there. So good morning, Suzanne. Nice to have you with us.
Good morning, Linda.
And it was really nice to be able to talk to you through the entire COVID experience, because with your proactive PPE protocols, like I said, your people were ready and they never missed a beat.
And that is, you know, that is very true. And I am, you know, I feel very blessed by my caregivers and my clients. You know, We just made sure that we gave the highest level of care and the highest protocol for PPE. We followed the CDC regulations and guidelines. We went above and beyond some things. Sometimes they didn't hit the CDC guidelines yet, but you're thinking about it. You say, well, I wonder if they're doing this. Well, I didn't do that. What I did was I said, well, you know, I'm going to do this because it makes sense to me. And so that's sort of how I kept up, or I'm going to order that because I think that they're going to require this, or they're going to suggest this. So I really tried to do my very best to stay ahead of it. And it was a very stressful time, not only for, for the general population, but being an essential worker, you know, having essential workers, you have to make sure that you're protecting your caregivers at such a higher level. Even though you always try to, you know, protect them as very much, this put it into a whole nother stratosphere, and nobody knew much about it, and no one knew how to handle it. So in the early times, it was just it was a lot of common sense that said, okay, if people in Wuhan are wearing masks, we should be wearing masks. We should have gloves. We should have we should be able to disinfect, all of those things, and provide those for our staff and for our clients, so that we were I hope ahead of the curve as far as keeping it at bay and limiting the ability of the COVID-19 to enter someone's home.
Well, you never missed a beat. Nobody got sick. So, Suzanne, you were all doing the right things. And what a blessing that was for the families who utilizes your company to go over and see their loved ones when they couldn't do it, to know that you were going to make that appointment and not just be, you know, a lackadaisical agency that says, no, we're not coming today. Now, saying that, Suzanne, tell us about your caregivers, because I know just with, you know, attrition and people aging out and retiring, you could probably use a few more people because your company is getting bigger.
Absolutely. Right now we are definitely hiring anybody who has cared for a loved one or has worked in the medical field and maybe just wants to pick up a few extra hours, or people that have decided that they want to do the companion aid side of caring for our seniors. We are definitely looking. We are looking to add about between 15 and 25 positions. Now these are full time and part time. So we are definitely hiring, and I can say it about my company, but it's a great place to work. We really care about our staff, and it's a very flexible position, which means that, you know, people can say, I can work nights, or I can work on the weekend, or I can work in the morning, according to their schedules, and we can accommodate that for them.
And I know, Suzanne, it doesn't really matter how old you are. It doesn't matter, man, woman, college kid, everybody seems to have something to offer if you have that caring gene.
Absolutely. We have people that are in college, getting their nursing degrees, getting their, you know, getting occupational therapy degrees. We've had, you know, up to, we have retired nurses, LPNs, home health aides, CNAs that are no longer working in the field but still want to work with the senior population and everyone in between. What we're looking for is just somebody who really has that heart for caring, and we really want, those are the people that we want. We want people that this is not just a job, but it's a calling.
Now, Suzanne, what kind of training goes in?
For companion aides, because we are non-medical, you know, training comes as, you know, there's a three-hour training that we start with. Then there's yearly training that we do. And then there's people, like if somebody, let's say, has no background in Alzheimer's or dementia, we are happy to have them. The Alzheimer's Association is wonderful, and they have classes, and we will we'll pay them to go over and take the classes and learn. We go over Alzheimer's, dementia, all sorts of different things that affect seniors. We do that in our training. We have training manuals that they can refer back to. They can always call, and we can always set up if they want to go, you know, beyond, you know, and get further into it. Say they have a full-time client with themselves that's got, you know, has dementia, and they really want to know more about it. We're going to set that up for them, and or we're going to tell them where they can go. And once they go, we fully back people getting, you know, getting more education about any kind of issue that faces seniors, because the more our caregivers know, the better that they can help our clients.
Absolutely. And I mentioned briefly, men can make great caregivers, and there's a lot of men who are your clients who prefer to have a man, and it'd be great to be able to supply them all.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, we are not, we're looking for males, females, young, you know, middle-aged, older, does not matter, you know, because caregivers are caregivers, and people know if they're a caregiver because they've done it their whole life. I have, you know, I've taken care of my parents. I've taken care of disabled people. It goes on and on. So, you know, I always look for somebody who just has, you know, that's just their natural tendency is to help. And anybody, even if you don't have that background, but your heart is in there, we'll train you, and we'll give you everything you need so that you can go in and do that job also. So it's not just people that have training or that have done this, but people who, that's how they want to care for the senior population. We, you know, those are people that we are also looking for, that we can help them, you know, move along into a career.
And we want to also stress to people that, as you say, it is very flexible. You might find that your hours work very well with someone who's practically in your neighborhood, and so the drive over to them is not long at all. But it's a wonderful service that you supply, Suzanne, and I know your many, many clients and their families were so happy that you continue to work right through COVID, and you will continue on using that great protocol, like I say, that really even stepped up from the CDC's guidelines. And in fact, none of your caregivers or the patients were ill at all. So again, you can always, you know, just knock on wood, because you just never know what's going to happen in the future. But that was certainly a wonderful thing that you did. We want to remind everybody, Suzanne DeFosses-Gilliam is the owner of Touching Hearts at Home. Please give them a call at 898-8566, whether you need their services or you think you might have it to be a caregiver. Also, log on to touchingheartsathome.com.
Moving, downsizing, getting that cluttered basement, attic, or garage cleaned up, overwhelmed caregiver? Call Andrews Estate Service, your household liquidation specialist. They're a fully insured, family-owned business that has been cleaning up Buffalo and Western New York homes since 1986. They'll get the job done in a professional, timely manner. For estate sale planning and quality cleanup service, call 873-7440 or visit online at aes86.com. Andrews Estate Service will empty entirely all cabinets, closets, crawl spaces, cupboards, ledges, shelves, walls, etc. When you hire Andrews Estate Service to manage your estate sale, clean out your clutter, or sell your precious collectibles and mementos, you can expect them to sell, donate, repurpose, recycle, or dispose of your possessions with care and dignity. They offer seniors, veterans, and caregivers a special discount. Andrews Estate Service will reduce your stress. Andrews Estate Service will leave your house broom clean. Oh, yes, Andrews Estate Service will even vacuum your basement and garage. If you're a senior, veteran, or caregiver, call 873-7440 right now for more information and a special discount.
Have you been funneled into a one-size-fits-all Medicare Advantage plan? Then you may not be getting everything you're looking for. Don't miss out on all the benefits and personal attention only Independent Health gives you. Before you make a decision, speak with an experienced red shirt today. We'll help you find the right plan for you. To learn more, visit www.independenthealth.com/AEP.
Senior Radio has become a valued resource to baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. Each week, they talk with local experts, bringing vital information on health and wellness, living opportunities, legal and financial matters, along with leisure and local activities. If you would like to join Linda Pellegrino on the show, contact them on their website at seniorradiobuffalo.com to participate in this very relevant community resource. Tune in to Senior Radio Buffalo, Saturday mornings at 11, and now the Sunday morning edition on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, host of Senior Radio Buffalo. Due to the pandemic, our Treasures of Europe tour has been moved to next October 2021. What if I told you could travel the world without the hassle of planning, navigating, or organizing your trip? Collect guided tours and Senior Radio makes that happen. This is a European trip of a lifetime, starting in London, taking in the incredible sights from Buckingham Palace to Big Ben. Take the Eurostar high-speed train to Paris, the City of Lights, and enjoy dinner at the Eiffel Tower. Continue on the train to Luzern, one of Switzerland's most beautiful cities. Then on to Venice, discover the floating city with iconic landmarks and centuries-old canals dotted with gondolas. Tour Florence, the cradle of the Renaissance, and make a special visit to the Academy Gallery to see the famous David, Michelangelo's masterpiece. Finally, in Rome, bask in cultural treasures, including a visit to the historic Colosseum and more. Call 877-262-4489 to reserve your spot on this once-in-a-lifetime experience, traveling October 2021.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Linda Pellegrino here on Senior Radio Buffalo, and we're thrilled that you're with us, as you are every week, learning what's new for our senior community. And I'll tell you, when we have this gentleman on the line next, there's always something new, because Dave Schenck is the commissioner of the Erie County Senior Services, and he's on the line with us today with Alex Lauer, who is the coordinator of Erie County RSVP. RSVP, very impressive program, Dave. So good morning to you and Alex. Maybe you can tell us what this is all about.
Good morning, Linda. Thanks for having us. So first off, at Erie County Senior Services, as you know, when we talked before, we worked very hard to build a combat social isolation webpage, and that can be found at www.erie.gov/senior services. Mm-hmm. And it's all kinds of great resources on there. They have a lot to do with our previous group activities, and that's been a tremendous response. It's helped a lot of the seniors at home be able to not go stir crazy and just watch TV all day and, you know, get themselves up and moving and challenge their mind. And the reason why I wanted to come on today is also to talk about RSVP, which is the Retired Senior Volunteer Program. That's a program that also gives seniors the ability to get up and get out there and do something. And as we know, we're in phase three right now, and we're going into phase four hopefully soon, and more people are going to be coming out. RSVP gives people the ability to do a lot of different things, and it's a program for people that are age 55 and older. Mm-hmm. To give you a little stats about the program, it started back in Erie County in 1971. It was actually one of the first programs in the nation. And nationally, there's over 200,000 volunteers as part of Senior Corps.
Wow.
And it's one of the largest RSVP programs in the country right here in Erie County. That's one of the things we're very proud of. And Alex is going to tell you much more about it later. And in 2019, we had 513 volunteers locally that gave over 74,000 hours of service. And there's over 100 different work sites that the seniors go to.
Wow, you found a lot of things for people to do.
Definitely, because you know one peg doesn't fit every hole.
Mm-hmm.
So what we try to do is we talk to the senior and we figure out what they're interested in. Do they want to share some of their knowledge, or do they want to just learn something new, or they just want to participate and volunteer?
Now, Dave, were you able to continue RSVP during COVID?
Well, that was a bit of a challenge, but there are ways to volunteer from home, and Alex can tell you a little bit more about that.
Yeah, so Linda, we were really lucky that we did have some of our volunteers that were able to continue their service. Of course, a lot of our sites shut down, so we work with a lot of the great cultural organizations here in Western New York, and they were, forced to shut their doors. But we did have volunteers that were volunteering from home. They were making phone calls to homebound seniors through the telephone assurance program. They were also, a lot of them were still going to their sites, so we still had volunteers out there driving vans, getting seniors to important appointments. So we definitely still had people that stayed active, but now we have a lot of folks who are ready to go back to volunteering. They kind of had a little vacation, and now they're excited to get back to their sites.
Oh, I am absolutely sure about that. Alex, let me ask you, why volunteer? I know people do get out and everything, they kind of find a purpose, but there's probably 100 different answers to that. Why volunteer and why people love it so much?
Yeah, so we have so many incredible volunteers over the years that have participated in this program, and I think that a lot of them have really unique stories, but there are some similar themes that we hear coming up, time and time again. Some of it is that it helps you build a new network. So for a lot of our seniors, they have retired. Maybe they have had another life change. Unfortunately, kids mm-hmm. leave the house. They're looking for something to do. So when you're a volunteer, you're entering into a space where you have people that are relying on you. You have a schedule made up for you. And if you don't show up, there are people who notice. If we have a volunteer that goes to Florida unexpectedly for a month, we know it because we hear about it from the site, and they're missed, and their work doesn't, get accomplished as well. So it provides that kind of structure. Obviously, it is very rewarding. Our volunteers, find sites that speak to them personally. So we have volunteers that are really passionate about conservation efforts, and they help preserve, each year thousands of miles of waterways and trails, whether that's through volunteering at Beaver Meadow, whether that's through volunteering with Buffalo Niagara River Keepers. We have people who are passionate about working with kids, and they work with programs like Ohana 100, and they go into classrooms and read with children who otherwise wouldn't have access to that kind of one-on-one learning opportunity. So I think that it gives people structure, it gives people something to be passionate about, it builds up their network, and there are so many studies that show people who are volunteering are more satisfied with their life, they're having better health outcomes. So there is definitely a side to volunteering where I've had volunteers tell me I get more out of it than I put into it. So that's kind of the really awesome perspective that a lot of them have.
Well, and this morning we're speaking with Dave Schenk, who is the commissioner of Erie County Senior Services, and Alex Lauer, coordinator of Erie County RSVP. It's a great program that offers a full range of volunteer opportunities for seniors. And I want to give this phone number out. It's 858-7548. Okay, 858-7548. And do I understand if you're interested, you start out with an orientation?
Yes. So when people join our program, they fill out an application, and that just helps us learn a little bit more about them, what their interests are, what their skills that they already have might be. But we get people who want to try out things that are really different than what they did in their careers, which is always exciting to help them find something new to be passionate about. And once someone has filled out an application, then we hold an orientation session. And a lot of that is just housekeeping, so understanding what benefits they can get from joining RSVP, understanding some of the paperwork, because we're part of a federal national level effort. So we report all of our hours to the federal government, and we become part of this really amazing national level story about the impact that seniors are continuing to have on their communities. So we go over all of those things, and then we get our volunteers, you know, they hit the ground and they do really amazing things.
That's great. And I understand you have a success story about a gentleman by the name of Chuck Magavero. Maybe you can tell us about.
Yeah, I'm really excited to get to talk a little bit about Chuck today, because unfortunately one of the things we missed out on because of COVID-19 was we had 6 volunteers this year who were eligible for the Presidential Volunteer Service Award.
Wow.
And that's an award for people who meet a lifetime amount of hours of service. And so Chuck, he goes by Chuck, Chuck met those hours of service, and Chuck just has a really incredible story. So Chuck left Buffalo after the blizzard of 77. He said never again, and he moved south. Had a really successful career writing user manuals, which he has a really technical brain, and he's able to translate that to people. So he had this incredible career doing that. And after he retired, he decided that he was going to brave the snow and move home again. But when he got here, he realized that he didn't have the network that he had built up when he was living down south. And so he actually started volunteering at WNED-TV, and he did their annual fund phone-a-thon because he thought it looked like fun to answer phones on TV.
Mm-hmm.
And from there, he actually ended up getting really involved with an amazing group called World Transit Services. And so when I actually went to interview Chuck, because he had won this award, he was in the middle of his van route. So he had stopped his van out at the Clarence Senior Center. He came out to chat with me for a little bit, but it was very brief because he told me he had to get back on his route because there were people depending on him to get to their appointments. So Chuck is so active in the community. I mean, he ushers at 5 different local theaters and helps out doing taxes with the AARP. And Chuck is just one of a lot of people that we have who participate in this program that stay so active in this community. And there are so many things that we wouldn't all get to enjoy if there weren't people like Chuck out there volunteering to do it.
Wow. And do I understand, Alex, there's something like 90 different things that you could do?
So, yeah, Linda, we have over 100 different sites.
Wow.
But each site, some of those sites have jobs that are really, really different. So one site may have 10 to 12 different types of jobs. So there are jobs that are really, you know, customer facing or, you know, you're working directly with clients. And then there are jobs where we have people who say, I spent my whole career talking to people. I don't want to talk to people. So we have people who do behind the scenes stuff. And they do a lot of clerical work where they really increase the ability of these organizations to have an impact. So there are all kinds of jobs. We have some really, really cool opportunities.
You know, I love the fact that, like you say, you can actually get out and get social again. Sometimes as your circle gets smaller, you know, you can move into another one and find another whole wonderful group of friends. And that's kind of what this is all about. It's continuing to be social. And as Dave was saying, combating social isolation, RSVP, Retired Senior Volunteer Program, for age 55 and over. I think that is great. And we're speaking with Dave Schenk, who's the Commissioner of Erie County Senior Services, and Alex Lauer, Coordinator of Erie County RSVP. Either Dave or Alex, I'm going to give a phone number. I think it's the right one. It's 858-7548. Or is there a website that people can go to?
Yes, there's also a website that people can go to, and that's www.erie.gov/RSVP.
Okay, and it's as easy as that, erie.gov/RSVP, but the phone number,
yes,
again is 858-7548. Can't wait to talk to you more about this great program that includes so many people here in Western New York. No matter where you are, you can get involved with RSVP, the Retired Senior Volunteer Program, and find out how it works, find out what you love to do, and get engaged in the community. That's what it's all about. It's living our best years as seniors. I'm Linda Pellegrino. You're listening to Senior Radio Buffalo. You can always contact us on the Linda line as well. Give us a call, and don't be a stranger.
Moving, downsizing, getting that cluttered basement, attic, or garage cleaned up, overwhelmed caregiver? call Andrews Estate Service, your household liquidation specialist. They're a fully insured, family-owned business that has been cleaning up Buffalo and Western New York homes since 1986. They'll get the job done in a professional, timely manner. For estate sale planning and quality cleanup service, call 873-7440 or visit online at aes86.com. Andrews Estate Service will empty entirely all cabinets, closets, crawl spaces, cupboards, ledges, shelves, walls, etc. When you hire Andrews Estate Service to manage your estate sale, clean out your clutter, or sell your precious collectibles and mementos, you can expect them to sell, donate, repurpose, recycle, or dispose of your possessions with care and dignity. They offer seniors, veterans, and caregivers a special discount. Andrews Estate Service will reduce your stress. Andrews Estate Service will leave your house broom clean. Oh, yes. Andrews Estate Service will even vacuum your basement and garage. If you're a senior, veteran, or caregiver, call 873-7440 right now for more information and a special discount.
Thanks for listening to another great episode of Senior Radio Buffalo, the local radio show that focuses on informing and educating our baby boomer and active senior community. Each week, we'll bring you local experts whose vital information is relevant to your life. To show your appreciation, make a suggestion, or participate on the show, message us at seniorradiobuffalo.com. Join Linda Pellegrino next Saturday for another episode of Senior Radio Buffalo. Brought to you by Danisco Strategic Group.
WBEN Buffalo, WKSE HD3 Niagara Falls, a radio.com station.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.